Continuing with our series on Asma'ul Husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today we will look at attribute number 64 as such, which is Al-Qayyum, the self-existing. But first, let's look at Ayah 110 of Surah Bani Israel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, he has the best of names. Again with Al-Qayyum, like yesterday when we looked at Al-Hayy, we will look at the ayah known as Ayatul Kursi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. Allah, there is no God but He, the ever-living, the self-existing. One who is Qayyim is a master and organizer of affairs. The day of Qiyamah is the day when everyone will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for judgment of their affairs. Al-Qayyum is never created. It is He who manages all affairs. He exists absolutely on His own and not through others, while every being exists through Him and because of Him. The two names Al-Hayy and Al-Qayyum are known as Ism-e-Azam. They are so effective that even if recited upon one who is dead, they can be brought to life. The Prophet ﷺ said that Nabi Isa ﷺ, that is Jesus, recited these names when he used to revive the dead to life. When Prophet Musa a.s. split the Red Sea in two, his people asked him how he had prayed to his Rabb, and he said,
I said, Ahayyan ya Hayy,
Farahayyan ya Qayyum. Allah a.s. says that during the Battle of Badr, he went to look for the Prophet a.s. and he saw the Prophet doing sajda, saying, Ya Hayyu ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. He said, I went to the battlefield, and when I came back, I saw he was still repeating those words. I kept going and coming back, and he did the same until Allah granted us victory. Allah is self-existing. He is the one who gives what is necessary for the existence of everything. He has created the cause for the existence of each thing until its destined time. All exist because of Him. So theoretically, that's the way we're supposed to think. Existence is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet He is self-existence. If we see how our being, our life, our body are dependent upon our souls, we may be able to understand a little the dependence of all that exists upon the Qayyum. The nafs, the soul, governs the whole of our being. When it leaves the body, although the body appears to be the same, it doesn't breathe, it doesn't see, it doesn't hear, it doesn't move, and eventually disintegrates. Because what governed it, what held it together, was the nafs. It's the nafs which is responsible for life, for life's existence, and the order and harmony within the whole being. The being, its wisdom, its beauty, its strength, its very life down to the last cell, the last atom, is in need of the soul at every moment. As soon as the soul separates and leaves, all the qualities disappear. So in the same way, every atom of the created universe is in need at every moment of the manifestation of Al-Qayyum. It is with this divine will that every atom obtains the cause for the satisfaction of its need. If Allah cuts off that favor for even the fraction of a split second, nothing would be left standing. So how do I apply it to myself? The application, Abdul Qayyum, is the one who witnesses that all exist because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore becomes an instrument of the manifestation of Al-Qayyum by meeting the needs of others in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is so important to be able to serve His creation. That's how we apply it to ourselves. If one cannot get rid of sleep, if we find we need too much sleep, then if we read Alif Lam Mim Allahu La Ilaha Illa Huwa Al-Hayy Al-Qayyum, then inshallah he or she will stop sleeping his life away. If one has difficulty in memorizing anything, then make a habit of reciting Ya Qayyum 16 times every day in a solitary place, and inshallah you will overcome that handicap. A humble request is when you wake up in the morning to just say Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum a few times. 16 times all the more better, but a few times. You make it a habit. The habits may adam in them. You will make amazing progress in whatever you wish to do.